David Trainer is here from New Constructs, and we're going to be talking about a stock. Well, it had a great 2015, an even better 2016, a spectacular 2017, and then it hit the skids, and he's saying it's headed for trouble. Welcome to the Danger Zone. Yes, David Trainer, the president and founder at New Constructs, is here, and it is time for us to take a little trip into the Danger Zone. That's a place where, well, stocks and mutual funds and ETFs that might otherwise look good, we undress them for maybe what's really happening.
Is it possible I'm not as attractive as I think I am?
It is. It is entirely possible. And David Trainer and the crew at New Constructs, they dig in at the footnotes level, and then they start to examine going up, where most people only look at the surface level. So what happens is that companies that look good on the surface, sometimes the numbers show that the beauty is only skin deep. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs, and they blog about their Danger Zone picks, so you can always get more information about anything you hear on the show. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the Danger Zone this week?
Installed Building Products.
Danger, danger.
Installed Building Products. It is IBP, and like I said, this is a stock that it only has a short history, but it was up about 40% in 2015. It was up about 65% in 2016. It was up over 80% in 2017. And now it seems to be in the tank, at least thus far this year. And 20% in your mind is obviously not enough, or you would not be putting it in the Danger Zone. So how ugly and why is this stock getting so ugly?
We've talked about acquisition roll-ups before and their ability to sort of defy gravity for a certain amount of time because they get a lot of Wall Street support because Wall Street's making money with each acquisition on the M&A fees, and they keep the stock trading high, so it has a high PE. And whenever a higher PE company buys a lower PE company, earnings per share are accretive or go up no matter the underlying cash flows. So this is a perfect scheme to make investors think that everything's going well, or at least investors that don't look behind the superficial numbers, that everything's going great, even while the company's hemorrhaging cash flow. And they've hemorrhaged a lot of cash flow, over $300 million in the last 4 years, and they've only got enough cash flow, if they maintain that kind of burn, to last about a year. And you look at the business through an economic lens as opposed to accounting lens, which can be manipulated, it's headed into the ground, and cash flows are getting worse. Of course, the non-GAAP numbers, the adjusted EBITDA and adjusted net income, oh, those look great, as they always do, right? But we see a lot more downside here, significant downside, and we think the scheme is coming to an end because the story is growing tired. It may not even be sustainable in its current form, and the valuation is still really expensive.
The valuation is still really expensive, but is the movement so far that Wall Street has been waking up to what you've already seen, or is there more to it than that? And they're seeing something, but your numbers are saying it's far worse, right? So explain how out of whack the picture is.
Yeah, I mean, I think what you're seeing probably in the early decline is probably some institutions getting out because, you know, let's face it, the big insiders, they know the roll-up game. I'm not the only person that's figured this out. I read about the high-low fallacy in a finance book in the mid-90s. It's been around for a long time, right? And a big part of what New Constructs is here to do is democratize access to that same kind of information, previously available only to the insiders, to everyone, so we can all make more informed investment decisions. And at the end of the day, that means higher integrity in the capital markets and more efficient capital allocation. All that aside, yeah, I think the institutions are slowly rotating out, and they're getting ready to leave less informed investors holding the bag.
How ugly could this get? I mean, this is a stock that, like I said, it's down 20% this year. It's trading in the low 60s. It, of course, had been trading up near 80. So how bad could this get?
We think the stock's got at least another 40% downside. Even if they're able to maintain their current margins and grow profits by 10% compounded annually for the next decade, the stock's worth only $36.
Wow. And that's a conservative estimate, isn't it?
We think so, yeah, because market research firms, or industry research firms, don't believe that the insulation market's going to grow more than 8.5% through 2025. So this model assumes that profits and margins will no longer deteriorate, even though that's the trend. They'll stay the same. And the company will continue to grow at above industry rates for a decade. Look, all the trends are pointing in the other direction, and we know that the growth that they have achieved has been basically at the price of cash flows, right? You can grow the top line while killing the bottom line, especially if you're going to be paying executives based on numbers that don't provide any accountability to the bottom line. That's what adjusted EBITDA does. So executives are incentivized to continue to run the business into the ground, and yet the market expects them to do otherwise. And that's only a 40% downside. So, yeah, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah, and 40% off of here. It's already off 20% from its peak. So the run, well, David Treanor is saying that it's not going to be much more of a run. It's going to be one of those stocks that crashes and burns. It's IBP, Installed Building Products. It is the Danger Zone pick this week. David Treanor, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
My pleasure, Chuck. Thank you.
David Treanor is the founder and president at New Constructs. You can go to newconstructs.com for more information, to get details about any of their picks from the Danger Zone and more. You can find their list of most attractive and most dangerous stocks as well. They're on Twitter, at New Constructs. Up next, our second big interview, Ron Sanchez from Fiduciary Company International will be here.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.